Christian, very good morning. We're in the beautiful Columbus module with the AMS laptop and a report.
Ready for your report.
Good news is we think we have good power and data. The laptop is up. We opened up the screen, and it looks like it's a kind of a frozen screen. We're thinking a reboot would be prudent.
We like your prudency. Go to reboot.
Okay, rebooting AMS laptop, and we'll report back. Soul Station from Columbus with an AMS laptop report.
I'm with you.
We got our PhD in physics up here working on the AMS laptop, so of course it was going to work out great. So looks like we have a successful reboot. We have a non-frozen screen. The mouse works. It looks like data are coming through. The data acquisition system has given us green lights, as well as all the hurdles and power distribution system. So we think we should be good. We can stand by if you want to look into it more. If not, we can just close the lid and move on.
Well, I think Chris brought you good luck, because we're seeing really good telemetry down here. So you're good to close the lid and move on.
Thank you. Yeah, we're thinking Chris is great luck, so we're pretty sure that he should be getting all the Optimus tasks all day.
We'll ask him about that.
Full station, space to ground 2 for LSG.
I'm with you, Mike.
Yeah, it's part of the handover activities with Chris, and I saw it was next on my schedule. We're a few minutes early. Is it okay? Are we ready for the LSG WVDEPLOY?
We are ready. Thanks for asking.
Well, we always like to hear your voice anyway, so that worked out for all of us. Thank you. We'll start executing the work volume deploy.
Huntsville station on 2, the LSG work volume is deployed.
Thanks, Chris. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah, thanks very much. Looking forward to working with you.
Station Houston, space ground 2 for Mike.
Huntsville station on 2.
I'm with you on 2, Mike.
And nice to hear your voice again. Looks like that the work volume for the life sciences glove box has been empowered, and it's nice and bright and ready for today's awesome science. My job next is to, I've already deployed the foot restraints. My job next is to install the centrifuge, and I was just calling to make sure that you all were ready for that.
All right, Mike, we are ready. We were just all making sure we had everything together for you.
That's exactly it. That's why I try to call a little ahead of time, so we can continue working so well together. I'm going to set up the gem camcorder, and we'll get started. And thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you. That looks good, Mike. Thanks.
Huntsville station on 2. How do you like that camera view? Thank you. Huntsville station on 2 for centrifuge.
I'm with you, Mike.
Yes, we have the centrifuge secure. We ran into this last time I installed the centrifuge. The cable mount, we didn't use it last time, and I propose that we don't use it this time. It's not needed, and there isn't a lot of room for it. And so we'd like to not use the cable mount for the procedure calls for it, but I thought it would be okay not to. So throwing that suggestion out for you.
We concur. It's crew preference. So whatever you think, it's your judgment, and we trust you, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and it's a big honor. So we will continue on with the installation of the centrifuge.
Station 2 for Dragon Seat to check.
Good morning, Zena.
Hey, good morning. Looking ahead a little bit and hoping before we get to this procedure I could get your input. The Stow Note does not call out the dragon suit and comfort garments for Chris. Wondering if we should be using the same one that we have in Dragon already for Johnny and Sam Comfort Garments, or if there is a different suit. I know we also have a pressure suit in No 2 Forward and other comfort garment options. Wondering which ones we should use for Chris.
Happy the question, Zena. Thanks for asking in advance. We will work to try to get you an answer as soon as we can.
Sounds great, and no rush. Just before we get started this afternoon will be perfect.
Sounds good.
So station on 2 for Centrifuge.
Go ahead, Mike.
In the bottom corner where the Centrifuge cable goes through, there's a foam, there's supposed to be a foam insert. I had it in there, but when I was moving the centrifuge around and didn't pay attention for 12.2 seconds, it floated away. My colleagues and I have spent a few minutes looking for it. We can't find it. So we'd like to, we know it's going to show up, but we also know that the show must go on. Science must go on. So do you have an alternate foam plug, or should we use caps on tape? Just looking for suggestions at this point, knowing that after a while, it hopefully it becomes moot.
We copy, Mike. Let us check and see what we can find. No worries at all. And Mike, back with you. We are good to go with tape.
Thank you. Copy. Temporary tape it is, and appreciate your patience. Console station on 2. That area has been capped on tape. It should handle the pressure differential, and if it doesn't, just let us know, and we'll add another slice.
Copy all, Mike. Thanks for your diligence.
Munich station from Columbus, space to ground 2.
Mike, we are with you on 2. Go ahead.
So, in the spirit of international cooperation aboard the Columbus module, myself and my dear colleague and friend Yui San, we did both sets of proxy videos per the script. So he's downloading the files, so you will find both sets in kind of one location at the roughly around the same time. And thank you for your help earlier. Proxy says hello, and Proxy is doing very well living aboard Columbus.
Thanks a lot, Mike. We are happy to hear that, and we are trusting in you that Proxy is well handled by you.
Proxy likes to float around and fly around and is very curious. I hope Proxy inspires a lot of children in the future for science, technology, engineering, math, kind of because those things will really help our world to become even better. So thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Zena with an answer at your convenience.
I'm calling Space Station. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. I was calling back with an answer that Zena asked a question about for what suit and comfort garments Chris should use for the Dragon suit fit check. And the answer is to use the same ones that were used by Johnny. They should be temp stowed in the Dragon fifth seat.
Understood. We will pass the word on to Zena. That's one of the expected answers. Thank you. And Chris is giving a big thumbs up and a smile. Go figure.
Excellent. Well, I have you before you put that down. We wanted to check on the cupola PCS. We do see it reconnected. We were wondering, Cronus was wondering what magic was worked in terms of, was it rebooted or cable checked?
It was Zena magic. She'll get back to you on exactly how she did it because everything she does is magic.
Sounds great. Zena is indeed magic.
Sensation 2 for cupola PCS.
Go ahead, Magic Zena.
Hey, sorry I didn't give you the details earlier. When I checked the cupola PCS this morning after DPC, the power chain and everything was good. PCS was getting power. It's just the PCS itself had disconnected. So I did the usual shutdown and restart of the PCS.
Thanks much for the info.
So station on Space Ground 2 for elevation job.
Good morning, Kimia. You are go to continue and step 3.1. Urine transfer is not in progress.
Okay, thank you. So I have a go for step 3.1. The new serial number for of ADB is 1487.
Good number.
Thank you for taking.
Air pieces up here, and if so, any idea what CTB they might be in?
Happy checking. Gino, we don't have any alternate molded earpieces. We'll have to chat with SpaceX when they get on console to see if they're ready for Chris. So for now, we recommend you proceed with Johnny's earpieces. And also, please let us know when it's okay to come on board Dragon.
Okay, copy. You can come on board Dragon anytime. We will be changing not in Dragon. And Chris will not be able to use Johnny's earpieces. Those are custom molded to Johnny's ears, so they are not going to fit Chris. We can probably find some little foam earpieces. I believe we also had some generic foam earpieces for Dragon, but when SpaceX gets on console, I'll be interested to know whether we get the same grounding capability from those, since we get our grounding in the Dragon suit through the avionics harness.
Copy all, Xena. We will get you an answer later when we can.
That sounds great, and no rush. I don't think we need earpieces at all for today, since we're just doing a fit check, but generic question for the future.
You were thinking the same as us, but it's still a good question to run down. And we are joining you on board Dragon.
So station on Swiss Ground 2 for ADP swap, change up.
Be sincere.
On step 3 decimal 10, and you interrupt. Post serial number 000001 is in use, and task complete.
Copy, Kimia, thank you.
Thank you very much for your support.
Houston Dragon on 2, comm check on the handheld mic.
Loud and clear, how me?
Gotcha, the same. We've got Chris suited, we've got the medium hip and shoulder padding, and we are hopping in for a fit check.
Excellent.
Houston Dragon 2 for pop seat.
With you.
Okay, we've got Chris in place. He's looking great. Got the umbilical connected. And only thing we didn't see in the procedure and wanted to double check on was resizing the torso height of the pallet seat. Should we be doing that or not so much?
Gina, our initial starting thought was that
the from my perspective, the angle of the shoulder straps actually looks really good.
Copy, Gina, about the shoulder straps. Yeah, our initial thought was that we wouldn't need to have a height adjustment, but we're also interested in your assessment. So if you think the height looks good, no need to resize.
Okay, copy. We'll make sure that Chris is all the way on the seat pan, and we'll report back.
Using copies.
In Dragon 2, there is not any seat padding, like shims, that we could put under Chris's butt, basically. Is there?
Looking.
Asking because his shoulder strap angle looks really pretty good, maybe a little tall for him, but his knee angle is quite acute.
You know, we're going to need to think about that foam. We have some concern about how much foam might be needed. So what we recommend is if you could take a picture of the current configuration, particularly of the acuteness of Chris's knees, that'll give us an idea of what kind of foam to add for a future activity.
Hey, copy. That sounds great. And I'm going to take that picture with my iPad just so I can get in this tight space, but I will make sure to downlink them the normal way. And we'll go from there. Thanks so much.
Good plan.
Houston Dragon 2.
Houston's here.
Taking a look at the situation. I think probably an inch of foam on the bottom of his seat is what would be ideal. We're feeling like this is probably likelihoods and consequences and acceptable configuration in this seat size with no foam under his posterior, but if we can make those changes, that would probably be helpful. I've got photos, and we'll download them soon.
And, Zeno, we copy your report about the thought of the inch of foam. Thanks for taking some photos. We'll assess later. We do want to better understand the concerns you and Chris might have with the acute knee angle. Big picture for occupant protection seat. The important thing is to make sure that the hip and spine are going to be stable with the back and the seat flush to the seat itself.
Yeah, that is part of our concern. Some of it is just a comfort thing. Comfort is an understatement, though. With a suit that is not sized to Chris, we are definitely expecting significant bladder folding behind his knees. So if we were ever to go home and drag in with Chris and pressurized, I would expect he would not be able to feel his legs for 2 hours. It's also acute enough that when Chris is trying to relax in the seat, he's not able to actually get himself far down enough in the seat pan that his butt is contacting the bottom of the seat. Just with his leg angle, it kind of pushes him up towards the shoulders, and he's not able to cinch the hip straps and the shoulder straps tight enough to keep his bottom towards the seat. Obviously, during reentry, we're going to be, once we're under parachutes, at a different angle, and he'll fall to the bottom of the seat. Probably fine, just given the data we have.
That's excellent context. Thank you, Zena.
Basically, he has to consciously crunch to keep his bottom on the bottom.
Copy all.
And that's with the straps as tight as he can make them. Just the angles are not able to help him out there, angles of the straps.
Copy.
Okay, and Houston, I think we are also going to rotate the seats. Is that correct?
Checking. And Zena, that is correct. There will be a seat rotation. We do have you perform some prep steps in step 5.1 and 5.2. Give us a call back when those are complete for the subsequent go.
I'll be in work. I'm getting some of the suits out of here, and I'll get all of the footrests installed and everything else in those steps.
Houston copies.
Houston Dragon 2, ready for seat rotation.
Checking. Zena, in step 5.3, you are go to continue with seat rotation.
Activating Dragon procedure 5.330.
Copy.
Dragon Houston on 2. We're going into a long 15-minute LOS in about a minute, and we would prefer that you do not run the seat rotation procedure until we're back on the other side of that that LOS. I'll copy.
Okay, copy. We'll hang out for 15.
Thanks so much. Dragon Houston on 2. We are back with you and have good video. We are go for you to perform the seat rotation procedure.
Copy. Welcome back. That's in work.
Thanks. And Zena, so you know, we do realize we're running a little bit long with this long LOS, and so we've coordinated with Huntsville that you'll be starting your stem cell seeding activity a little bit later.
Thank you so much for that. And if that runs per timeline, I'm happy to eat into the T2 time. I don't mind doing that during evening prep.
Awesome. Thanks for the offer. And give my regards to Chris, please.
Will do. Chris says hi back. Houston Dragon 2, seats are upright. No clearance issues. I'm going to hop down and take a look with my eyeballs, but had eyes on the video.
All right, we copy. Thanks.
Houston Dragon 2, commanding seats to reclined.
Houston copies.
Houston Dragon 2, seats are back to reclined. No issues. Exited the procedure.
Sounds good. Dragon Houston on 2. And as you're getting ready to pull Chris out of that suit, we will take any additional feedback you have on the suit fit, seat fit, other thoughts you have other than the foam you provided earlier. That was really great, just before we get him out of there.
Be checking.
And Kimmy, I'm calling you on Spacecraft 2. It does look like you found the screwdriver that goes on that location. Station Houston on 2 for Kimmy and screwdriver question.
Don't do.
Kimmy, it took us a little bit of time to catch up to you, but we just wanted to confirm that the screwdriver you found, which appeared to be the broken one, was the only part that you trashed, and that the rest of the screwdriver kit was being saved and stowed.
That is correct. I just discarded only one screwdriver, which is broken, and other stuff is still in the Ziploc bag number 4.
Perfect. Thanks, Kimmy.
Thank you for checking.
Dragon Houston on 2, question about Chris's suit.
With you on 2.
Dana, just a comment. We see you stowing Chris's suit. If you felt like there was any moisture inside it, we can leave that out overnight to dry.
Copy. Yeah, it was not even warm, let alone moist inside. I gave it a quick little wipe with BZK, but it seems to be in a great config for stowage, if that's okay with you. Happy to open it back up and dry overnight if desired.
Negative. We appreciate that feedback, and I'm happy to hear Chris is a cool customer.
coolest. Yeah, and also just closing the loop, we didn't have any other feedback about the suit. It's big on Chris, and so we were imagining that if he pressurized, he's going to have a lot of helmet rise, and so we're prioritizing getting his shoulder restraints cinched down, and understand that we're probably going to have a lot of back-of-the-knee pressure, no matter what angle his knees are at. But otherwise, I think we're in a good config. An extra inch of padding under the butt would be ideal, but it's an acceptable configuration.
You know, that is great feedback. We've taken note on that. And then for your and Chris's information, I believe we're going to be looking at giving you the option of up to 2 inches of foam, and we will schedule another activity next week to put that in.
Hey, that's awesome. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and timeline request at your convenience.
Right on 2.
Kimia, Zena went a little bit long with her Dragon seat fit check with Chris, and we're expecting her stem cell seeding activity to also be delayed. We were wanting to give you the heads up. We may ask you to perform the centrifuge teardown activity that's after her seeding activity when they complete, expecting that to be a little bit later than as timelined, and wondering if that'd be okay with you.
No problem at all. Happy to do that. I have a lot of great space, so thank you. Thank you for your offer.
Amazing. We really appreciate that. We'll give you a call when we're ready.
Station on Space Ground 2 for timeline.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2, go ahead.
I'm calling Huntsville, sorry. Station on Space Ground 2 for timeline.
Give me a Huntsville's with you on 2.
Yeah, I have a quick question on my timeline. So, seeding assist. Since Dima-san's timeline shift is right, should I move this activity also shift to the right?
Kimia, that's a good understanding, and if it helps, we'll give you a call when we're ready for you.
I understand. So I'm standing by, so please let me know whenever you guys are ready. Maybe or like a 5 minutes warning would be appreciated. Thank you.
Will do. Copy.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member and situational awareness.
Houston 2.
Hey, we just wanted to give the crew, you guys, a heads up to please be hands off SSC-5 in the gym for about 30 minutes while we do some ground troubleshooting.
Okay, we're going to have hands off for SSC-5, which is in the gym for 30 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks, Kimia.
So station on 2 for a quick check-in.
Mike Huntsville with you on 2. I think no news is good news. We're plugging along with Kermit, but nothing to report.
Fantastic. I was just making sure while I had a break if you needed an extra set of hands or eyeballs or something, but it sounds like you guys have it well under control, and that's no news is definitely good news, so that makes me smile. Ribbit.
And a ribbit to you. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Kimia and LSG Assist.
Station on Space Ground 2, did you call me?
Affirm, Kimia. We're about 5 minutes out from needing your first LSG assist activity at 15:20.
Okay, 15:20. Okay, understand. So, gathering the nitrile gloves and start working on it. Thank you. Station on Space Ground 2 for BioCell assist.
Hansel's with you on 2. Go ahead.
So I'm ready, so I'm going to start open up sub-0 number 1 and start this activity. Thank you.
Copy, thank you.
Civil station on Space Ground 2 for the sample assist.
Go ahead, Kimi-san.
Time to put the sample in saw back is 16-16-1616.
Copy, 16-16, thank you.
And it seems like Dino sign is ready, so I'm going to put this one into the box.
Good work. Go ahead. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Kimia and LSG help.
Ground 2.
Hey, Kimia, we need a little extra help. We're about 4 minutes from a large KU gap. I'm wondering if you could help us and read Zena the steps she'll need through this LOS.
Okay, understand. I'll do that.
Okay.
So
copy.
Go to gym. Thank
you.
Please come by.
Yes. If you don't mind, we can go to the gym, and I'll meet you on Space Ground 3, and we can sync up there.
This is Space Ground 2.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member and GEM SSC update.
Ground 2.
Hi, Kimia. Just wanted to let you know that we are complete with our work with SSC 5 and the GEM, and it's go for use.
Thank you for letting us know. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike and your IFM activity when convenient.
Hello from the intersection between Node 1 and Lab 1. Go ahead.
Hello, Mike. This can also wait if you're handling the closeout streamer there. But we have some big picture words for you regarding the procedure you'll be using for this activity and also a delta for stowage items at the very end.
Timeliness is quite appreciated. I'm going to put this down, but you can start talking the big picture, and then if there's anything to write down, I'll just need a few seconds. And again, thanks for the timeliness.
Copy, Mike. Sounds good. So you'll notice that the procedure you'll be working out of for this Node 1 Lab Vestibule ITCS installation R&R was originally written for Columbus, but it's being used here for just generic insulation removal and installation steps. Installation you're going to be replacing is shown in Figure 8 in the reference procedure in the activities execution note. You'll notice the delta here. The insulation shown is shorter and straight, not bent and curved like the images for Columbus. The insulation you're installing will not be pre-cut like we saw with Johnny's insulation R&R he did last month, so you get to cut the desired length during the install. And finally, the delta is to the stone note for line items 19 to 22. Big picture, rather than trashing these removed insulation pieces, we'd like to return them. And I have a location for them when you're ready to copy.
Thank you for the big picture words. I read the procedure over lunch and I scratched my head a little bit. And once I saw Figure 8, though, not like the literal Figure 8, but the picture with the number 8 underneath it, it made a lot of sense. We've been trained in this area. I took off the whole vestibule covering. It may not be super necessary, but the way that the vestibule cover is, it's a lot easier for that. Kimia-san was kind enough to fold it up for me. For the stowage, can we wait till I actually have it in hand, and then I'll ask for it later? If that's okay with you, because I'll probably forget it over time or have to ask you back anyway. I'm also going to set up the lab camera 1. I think the procedure calls for that. And you can see we're kind of looking at the same area, and it looks a lot like the Figure 8.
Mike, we concur, agree with that plan, and we'll give you the stowage information when you're there.
Cool, and I copy, I get to cut it myself, and I found a very nice pair of pink scissors to cut the insulation with, so it wish me luck, because you don't want to cut it too long or too short, so we'll see how it goes.
Sounds good, Mike. We are in full support and belief in your capabilities for this arts and crafts.
That's what you say now. But no, it's pretty straightforward to do. And what is really nice, at least for this insulation, and I think the same thing between Node 1 and Airlock, is that it's not, it doesn't appear to be polluted or damaged or any water damage. So after so many years, it's good that we have it, that we're replacing it. So it's an honor to do it, so we'll do our best. And I got my best buddy here right now, Kimia Yui-san, who keeps helping. So we'll maybe stay ahead of the timeline. Thank you so much.
Well, perfect. Thank you, Mike, and thanks to Kimia-san.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Kimia and LSG assist.
Huntsville.
Kimia, we are ready for your second assist activity. That's at 1600 on your timeline.
Let's do that. Thank you.
So Station 2 for ITCS insulation.
We're with you on 2, Mike.
Couple really quick questions, generic kind of questions. First off, maybe they're going to sound like statements, but they're really good questions. First off is we're going to be running from a generic procedure, like you said. So I might have a few questions just to make sure. I like working collaboratively, so I won't ask too many questions. But that also means if you see me doing something and you have a better idea or I'm doing something wrong, please say so. It does not hurt my feelings. I'm just glad to be up here. And I know that the OSO team and the rest of the teams want us to do the same. And with that, the real quick question I have is, I think Zena may have documented these earlier, so I was wondering if you still wanted full photo documentation. Not a problem if you do, just double checking.
Well, thanks, Mike. We really appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to working with you as well as our OSOs here. Great question. The photos we're looking for is actually going to be when you remove the insulation that's already installed.
Okay, super. We will absolutely absolutely do that, and at any time, if there's something that I see that you might want a photo of, I'll just take a photo, and if there's something I haven't taken a photo of and you might want a photo of it, we'll take it. Easy peasy. Thank you.
Happy and sounds good to us.
Station call Space Ground 2 for SBC 2 power off.
Houston copying those beautiful labels, Mike.
Amy Huntsville's with you on 2. We are ready for that activity whenever you are.
Okay, I'm going to, I have a goal, so I'm going to turn off switch 1 and 5 at Columbus overhead 2 for F2. Thank you.
Good work.
TV station on Space Ground 2, power switch 1 and 5 at Columbus overhead 2, F2 is off. That's complete.
Happy, Kimia. Thank you.
You have support?
Hey, Houston station on 2 for reports.
Houston's with you, Mike.
So this morning I took pictures of the pyramids, and that was very exciting. And today I got to take pictures of our LPCL line, and they were also exciting. There is nothing to report. They're doing their job great. So there's no discoloration, no moisture. Really no degradation of the other foam, except it was more aging than anything else. The mittens all look good. And again, on each of the QD ends, there's no moisture. Everything is cold though, but the balance of trying to keep things cool without getting condensation has been really well done here. Are there any questions?
Mike, excellent report, and we've got a great view as well of almost the entire area, and I concur with your report. It looks amazing. No additional questions. You are go to continue. Thank you.
Okay. For the big picture, I think the next thing to do is to cut some new insulation and install it. I'll read the procedure.
Concur, and we're standing by with any questions.
Station 2 for OSO and ITCS insulation.
Go ahead, Mike.
I have a real quick question about 1.6.8. It's talking about something with KB10 tape. I didn't see it in the stowage note. I certainly could have missed it. So I was wondering when we get to that step, what we should do.
And, Mike, I needed a little bit of help pronouncing this word, but the tape that you're referencing is the same black Viton tape that is referenced above in the stow note. Line 7.
Okay, we should have some black Viton tape. Okay, so that's a little bit different naming, but it's the same thing that you want. And we can get that in Lab 1, Starboard 5, Charlie 1. Perfect. Thank you.
You got it exactly right.
I appreciate the help. I missed that on the first pass. And Houston, I have another quick question before we get to the taping phase. Real quick. I, along with Kimia-san, we cut the placement piece to be as long as the original piece, and had we read the procedure a little bit more carefully, it turns out we were going to need it a bit, maybe 3 inches longer to go from gamma fitting to gamma fitting. So apologies for that. We could cut another one, or we could just cut another small piece and then tape them together, and that way we have everything fully covered like the procedure was looking for. What do you think?
Good suggestions, Mike. We're going to check down here and come back to you with a suggestion.
Okay, so that'll leave me a few moments to go find some Viton tape. I think it'll work great, but again, we want to do everything right up here.
Copy all, Mike. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Kimia and last LSG assist.
Right on two.
Kimia Huntsville with you on two. We are ready for your last LSG assist activity at 16:40 on your timeline. And for this one, you'll just be performing step 2, 5, and 6 from that procedure.
Here is step 2 and 6. I think I understand that, so thank you.
Confirm 2, 5, and 6. Thank you.
Thank you, 2, 5, 6.
Question on two for a really quick tape question.
We're with you, Mike, for tape.
Yeah, this is, I found something called thermal insulation tape, and it looks like what we would use. I think it's what Johnny used. In fact, I think I still have a few of the, you know, the tape cover in my pocket for when I was holding a few things for him. So I think this is the right stuff. It does have a different name, so I thought I'd just give a call. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. Could you report the name that's on the tape?
It's called thermal insulation tape. Part number TAPU18230.
All right, we're checking. All right, Mike, I'm hearing that is not a tape we can use, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you. That's why we ask. I'll dig deeper.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Mike, we saw that tape. That's the correct type, but it's a slightly different width than we were expecting, so we're just going to check to make sure that that would be okay to use, and I'll let you know.
Thanks for your patience and your help. I did find a roll of black Nikon tape, 50 millimeters, and here it is. And so I think we're back in business, and sorry for the slowness on that one.
Mike, that sounds great. It actually gave us some time to discuss what we wanted to do with the cutting additional insulation. For plan, what we'd like to do is see if we have enough of the remaining uncut insulation to two full-length pieces that also cover those QDs. So we recommend starting with cutting the top hose full length and then doing the assessment, see if there's enough left to cover the bottom one. Because we are going to be flying more of this insulation soon.
Okay, great. That sounds like that might just work. We do have a fair amount up here, so we'll take a look. And again, sorry for that. We're going to leave it much better than when we found it, and I appreciate that.
Sounds great, Mike. We appreciate that as well.
Houston for the top jumper, and I verified it was the correct one. And we are somewhere around 1.6.3 or 1.6.5, and we have a really nice length on this one, and it goes from QD to QD.
Copy, Mike. That sounds good. And now let us know as you're moving forward if there's enough length to cut a new one for the lower supply line.
Yes. So we have another whole thermal insulation bag right here. There's plenty to cut a new one from that one. However, we do have we have enough also from the other side make a patch, if you will, or a 4-inch or a 5-inch piece. So if we wanted to use this thermal insulation, I didn't see what we had needed for when we go through between the nose one and airlock. But we do have this piece, and we do have plenty of further thermal insulation to make another jumper.
And thanks, Mike. We were talking down here. We do want to go ahead and make a brand new insulation piece for that lower line, just to minimize our risk of condensation. And then when that's complete, we would love a rough estimate of how much length of our insulation remains. For the node 1 airlock vestibule, we're not actually going to be making another insulation cover today. That's just going to be an inspection and some tape application.
Okay, fantastic. Yes, we will have a generous supply of insulation after we cut a new one, and so we will make sure we cut a new one. We won't throw the ones that we already pre-cut away. We'll save those, I imagine, and then so we'll be in very good shape, and like you said, we'll minimize the risk to condensation. So in the meantime, copy all. Thank you for your support, and we will get to 1.6.5 and 1.6.6.
Copy, Mike. Thank you, and we're following along. Station Houston on 2, for Mike, when you have a second.
Yes, how can I help?
We were talking about the length. We were surprised by how much insulation we saw in that bag. And so we were wondering if you could show us again that Ziploc that contained the insulation that you are using for these lines, and we'll take a look at the part number. Thank you. That's a good view.
Okay, yes. I got this out of HAFCTV 5403, and there were two bags, and I think we verified that they both had the same part number, but I can double look at the other bag. And these were the only two things that were inside there that were inside the HAFCTV 5403.
And, Mike, to clarify, are you showing us the bag of the insulation you actually used already?
Oh, this is the bag that has the new stuff in it. I will get the bag ready. Kimmy has sewed it off to the side. It'll take just a second.
Perfect. Thanks. We'd love to see that.
I guess single digits matter. The one we got from was thermal insulation 1 3/8, and that part number is BST 13834. And the other one that we have is thermal insulation 1 1/8, BST 11834. They look about the same.
Thanks, Mike. That is the report we were looking for. Understand now which ones you're using. If you could just stand by for a couple of minutes, we're going to talk and make sure that we're good with that.
Yes, sorry for my confusion.
And Houston, station on two from Mike. Just big picture, we're talking down here. We did not realize that those part numbers are basically identical and that those items were stowed in the same location, so that is on us. We kind of set you up for being tricked here. So we are talking about how we want to proceed. It looks like you're doing an excellent job of wrapping insulation around quite tightly, and so that's part of our conversation. So thanks for your patience.
Oh, I used to have the middle name of diligence, but I'm striking that one off the list. This one, you know, looking at the stowage note is clear. Yeah, it is close, but our job is to double-check it. It looks like, yeah, we would have a tight connection. We do have the full length of 1 1/8, so we can definitely cut off two pieces and make these nicely, and we can keep the parts of the 1 3/8 that we haven't used yet. So there's lots of good options here. Sorry to take so long.
Mike, not a problem. We're talking through those options here, and we'll let you know kind of what we'll decide to do as a team. Station Houston on two. Mike, we're thinking we'd like you to go ahead and cut the full length insulation for the bottom jumper to replace the slightly shorter one that you did, using the 1 1/8 width insulation for that. We've got an LOS here in about 4 minutes, and so we expect that we will have come to an answer on what to do with the top one by the time we get back.
Okay, thank you. That's a really good plan, and I'll start to execute it. This time we'll do it perfectly.
Copy, Mike, and then just FYI, regarding timeline, we are likely just going to defer the Node 1 airlock inspect and tape application to a later date.
Okay, I copy. I do have that evening prep work time that I'm happy to donate to the cause, especially since it involves no cutting, and we'll know where the tape is this time. So happy to continue or do it at another date. Understand these are kind of long-term maintenance things, so we do have time. And thank you.
Copy, Mike. We'll definitely see how we're tracking for this activity. The Node 1 airlock one is a slightly lower priority. That's why we were thinking that. But thanks, and we'll see you on the other side of the LOS.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike.
Howdy. On Space Ground 2.
Yes, we want to give you the forward plan for the TCS installation if you are ready.
I am ready. Let me give you a quick report. You yet for the lower jumper, we put in the 1 1/8 insulation from gamma fitting to gamma fitting, and now we're wrapping it with the BT10 Vicon tape 50 millimeters, and it's going well. We're almost done with that. So we got one that it looks good. It just needs to be the mittens on and taking some photos and good to go. Ready to listen to the forward plan. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to have you replace the top one with a 1 1/8 inch size. And when you remove the partially installed one, we'll let you be the assessor to decide if you think it's a good spare or if you think because of the way you had to remove it that we can't use it, and then we'll just throw it away. So we'll look for you to tell us the answer there. And then third, when you're done with that, we'd like you to go ahead and measure the insulation left and take a photo just so we know what spares we have of the 1 1/8 inch size as well as the 1 3/8 inch size. Good news is we don't have any planned use for the 1 3/8 inch size, so it's really just there for spares in case we need it in the future. So, again, we apologize. It's totally our mistake. We didn't realize the part number was the way it was and that they were stowed right next to each other. So, again, totally our fault on that one.
Not at all. I think that one was a team effort also. So, but we're on a winning streak right now. I copy the forward plan. We'll put the 1 1/8. We will cut a new piece and put it on for the top side. We'll determine if we can still use that piece that we partially installed already. I think we can, but we'll take some pictures and give you an assessment, and then we will also give you measurements of what we have left. The only thing I can say about this is it's an easy task once we understand what to do. That Viton tape to spiral it in a tight quarters means I have to cut like a 1 foot piece and then spiral it on, 1 foot piece and spiral it on. So that's the only thing that's taking time. The end result's looking really nice. So when you get KU, I think you'll be happy with what you see, which is, I guess, at the end of the day is what we're looking for. So thank you.
All right, Mike, we copy all. Yeah, we should have KU soon, and we'll keep looking over your shoulder. Thank you.
And Destiny Flight, I'm always glad to have an OSO help me along. So I guess once you're an OSO, you're always an OSO. So thanks for your patience with this.
This is great talking to you. It's great being back on console.
Station on 2. Looks like we have KU. And if you look, you can see the bottom jumper. It was very nicely with 1 1/8 just fit together very nicely, and then the Viton tape just enhanced it. So it's ready to be pinned up. I took some pictures of it, and I'll take some more pictures after I put the mittens on.
Mike, we see it. This is a great view, and just taking a moment here to look at it a little bit more in detail, but it looks awesome.
I'm sorry, can you say that last part again?
Mike, stand by 1 minute. We're just talking about it down here, but it looks good as preliminary reports. Mike, looks great. It is ready for mittens and a label.
And a label. If you can remind me, is this a supplier return? There's other labels that I can find, but I think you guys have a nice big picture.
Mike, this lower one is the return.
Well, Houston, one thing that got us for when we were cutting was we assumed that the length of the pieces that we took off were sufficient, but there's actually roughly about a 4 to 5 inch difference in the length. So that is also something to note as we move forward with how long do we need to have spare pieces of thermal foam.
Thanks, Mike. That's really great feedback, and we'll definitely incorporate that into future procedure renditions when we do these again.
Okay, we're gonna get my friend Chris is helping now. We're gonna get a ruler and start measuring what pieces we have left and which pieces we so that you know exactly what we have for spare positioning. In the meantime, I'm gonna get a 1 1/8 and make sure we'll cut it to the right length, and we'll work on the top, which will be the supply side.
All right, we copy. Sounds good. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Kimia and T2 question.
Houston 2.
Hi, Kimia. We're taking a look at the photos of the T2 pins and cups down here. And we're having a little bit of trouble getting an answer, so we're going to ask you directly. We were wondering if you used a straight edge to make sure the etching on the pins was aligned with the top of the cup. The photos here, we're not sure if we're seeing some parallax.
That photo is I took the other day. Is that true?
Yep, those are the photos, the ones you took on Monday.
Yeah, so I didn't see anything. I just machine was free-floated, and I just took that photo right above, actually, from that machine, T2. Should I install that lock in place?
Okay. And Kimia, we definitely don't want you to lock anything. We're trying to understand if you used a straight edge, like a ruler, when you were checking to see if that etching on the pin was aligned with the top, the upper portion of the cup.
Actually, I didn't use rulers. Sorry about that.
Okay, copy, Kimia. That's really good feedback for us.
If I really need to do that, actually, I can do it pretty quickly from now.
Kimia, we would absolutely take that help right now. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the procedure on Monday and do it again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So Johnny 2, looking for a go for LG Stowe, and want to let you know that the Astrobe activity has been complete, or is turning them off.
All right, copy Astrobe Johnny, and you are go to store the LSG work volume. When you get there, will you please double-check that the 10-inch glove port plugs are fully seated in their glove ports and that the lower right feed-through has that J306 port in it, please?
Yes, I think when you get to you, I think you might get better data. One of the glove ports was off, but that was fixed maybe 5 or 7 minutes ago, but I don't think you had KU then. And then you said the lower right port, can you repeat that one that you want me to make sure is good?
From that lower right port, we believe that Kimia put the J406 feed through in it. It had Kapton tape in it earlier today, and we just needed that replaced with the 406. Wanted to make sure that was there.
Okay. The lower right feed through doesn't say J406. It looks like there's a three USB alpha port in the lower right. Is that what you're talking about?
Confirm. That's the correct one.
Okay, and then that is there.
Okay, good news. Thank you, and thanks for the report on the glove port plugs. We'll trust you on that. LSG is deactivated, so we won't get telemetry.
Copy. Thanks.
Johnny, sorry, last thing. If those crew primary restraints are still unfolded, you're go to fold those as well, and that's on Zenith timeline at 1735 if you need a reference.
Yes, those are stowed. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and a few more words about the T2 picture.
That's on 2.
Hey, Kimia, this may be OB if you know what I'm talking about already, but I can point you to a specific figure we're looking to replicate from Monday's activity. It's figure 12, and there's a dotted line in the figure that shows the etching on the snubber pin aligned with the long rim of the snubber cup. All we want to do is have a picture that is in that same position, but showing the straight edge in the photo pointing to the etching. We can see how that lines up with the cup, if that makes sense.
Yes, I understand that. I just confirmed that, actually, the other day, just like by my eyes. So I'm going to use this like a ruler and maybe using the perpendicular edge to confirm absolutely 90 degrees and align with the black line. Is that okay?
Affirm, Kimia, that is the perfect picture we're looking for. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for confirming. Sorry about that, but definitely I try to picture for the engineer to assess. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kimia-san.
Thank you for your support.
Sensation on 2 for ITCS thermal insulation.
We're with you on 2, Mike.
I'm trying to get the camera to show you what we're seeing here, but we have some really beautiful jumpers covered with the B10 Viton tape. They go from QD to QD. The mittens are on, and I think they're good for at least another 15 years.
Mike, thank you. We were chatting. I got an LOS here in about 2 minutes. Just looks like a handover, but this looks awesome, and we really appreciate your hard work. Those labels look phenomenal as well. If you're ready, we have a delta to that stone note for line items 19 to 22.
I think we have time to do that. Thank you for remembering the stone note. That's really cool.
All right. Well, rather than trashing, we would like to return the removed insulation. And so could you please place those in the 4.0 CTB serial number
5172, labeled SpaceX Return Number 4, that's currently deployed PMM.
All right, it's currently deployed in PMM. It's a SpaceX Return Number 4, and it's a 4.05172. And just a quick question, I'll show it to you in a Ziploc, super fast, but you want these both of them separately? They're not contaminated or anything. The sonar says it wants it in two bags. It might be more efficient to have it in one bag, but if you want it in two bags, so we will.
Like one bag looks good to us. Thank you.
We will label it appropriately. And each of the former insulators have their name on it, so you can see one that says LCTS Supply, the one that says Returns on the top. Also, Chris Williams is so awesome. He's writing a note.
Station Houston on two. Mike, I think you got cut off a little bit there, but I believe you were saying my classmate was doing some measuring for you.
Yes, your awesome classmate, as part of your awesome class, he measured and and is taking photos of, and will leave a crew note of all the leftovers that we have, and what sizes, and in terms of 1 3/8 versus 1 1/8, and they're going to be in separate bags. They're going to go back into the half CTV 5402. And I have a proposal in that there was one piece that we started to deploy and then we stopped. It is partially usable, fully, like it's partially new. Part of it, quarters of it or two-thirds of it, the tape on it was actually already deployed. So we would have to use a different set of tape. So instead of cutting it apart or anything like that, we marked what part was usable and what part wasn't pristine, and we have that all in its bag and going back into the half CTV. So if we were ever need to use that, we would know what we have and how to use it.
Thanks for all that work, Mike. That sounds like a great plan for us. Appreciate the information.
As a bonus, your classmate is also taking pictures of those bags, so you should have full information for the next time we do something like this. And I assume that since this Viton tape was so awesome, and thanks Johnny and Kimia-san for appealing it for me, I don't think we're still back on the timeline. And if you want to, we can work on the airlock side, or we can postpone that for another day.
Yeah, Mike, we really appreciate your hard work and the help of your crewmates. We'll definitely be deferring the Node 1 airlock until later time. That's a lower priority one. No problems at all.
Okay. Sorry, we do our best up here every day, and we'll just do that some other day. In the meantime, if it's all right with you, I'd like a go to replace the closeout.
Sounds great. And, Mike, you have a go.
So station on Space Ground 2 for T2 ping alignment.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Yes.
Kimia, thank you so much for taking that picture and for the report. And we are actually okay with our current posture. We're not overly concerned with that amount of misalignment, at least through the weekend. And so we've actually removed that activity from your timeline tomorrow, and we'll pick up with it at a later date. And T2 remains go for all crew use.
Okay, thank you. Good to hear that. So please check the portals. Actually, I didn't use like rulers. Actually, maybe I just tried to see what I really want to see. Actually, yeah. So I apologize that. And the layout portal is in STC7, so please check it out. And thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Kimia. We copy STC7. Much appreciated. Okay.